They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
Yeah, it was an inside job. It's like it always is.
The names and the medals. The places where you used to play.
It was an inside job.
It was an inside job.
It's like it always is. You know, comparing Trump to Jesus, I would compare him to Judas Iscariot. Just the facts. What they say in Dragnet, just the facts, ma'am. Lori in Mexico, first-time caller. Thanks for holding on Trump's sudden change. Give us your take. Thanks for calling.
Well, after the horrific Havana Syndrome attack on over, 1,000 people in Trump's last administration, I think anything's possible, and I'm wondering if there's a CIA or Mossad black op program within the Oval Office that could be brainwashing Trump, because this is a 180 on his platform. Nothing else makes sense. Something has to be brainwashing this man.
I 100% agree with you, and I, you know, back during the first administration, I saw him suddenly look sick. I had some intel. They weren't going to kill him. They were going to put depressants in his Diet Coke. And I know he's obsessed with being poisoned. But we've seen a dramatic change in him and sluggishness and everything else. And I, just psychological warfare-wise, how they've encased him. But also, they've got a lot of electromagnetic frequency. If there's any target they're hitting with it, it's him. But regardless, it's a new Trump. I mean, it's a global crisis. It is dramatic. He is literally, because he has speechwriters, give him terms, to say a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. That is the definition of genocide. That is the definition of war crime. So you're absolutely right.
Okay, so you do think it's a possibility? Because Havana Syndrome, I mean, no accountability, over 1,000 people attacked, it makes me sick.
Sorry, my feed broke up a second. What did you say?
I'm saying with the Havana Syndrome and over 1,000 people of his last, you know, cabinet members across the world were being attacked. They ruined families, blind people, crippled them. No accountability. This seems simple to me to get into his own Oval Office and do something to his brain.
Well, I know, like Bob Fletcher, on record CIA, high level, when he started releasing documents, they hit him with a microwave gun and exploded his chest, knocked his shoulder out of socket, and almost killed him. They have got all sorts of stuff. And it's not just us. You know, famously, the Russians were shooting radiation in our embassy. We're all doing it. And absolutely, this stuff is going on. But they, with magnetic fields, can influence people, make them aroused, make them sick, make them excited, make them tired. But regardless, 79, not sleeping, this Trump is a deranged megalomaniac and is a clear and present danger to the entire planet. Thanks for the call, Lori. All right, Dan in Georgia, if you want to hold, we'll get you in. In fact, let's take a few calls for Victor Boot today. We'll do it at the bottom of the hour. Let's put 5 on the board because I want to mainly focus on him, but I want to take a few calls. On the war, from a Russian perspective, your questions for Victor Boot. We'll also get Dan in. The toll-free number, open the phones back up, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But, again, I take no pleasure in this. I could care less about being all over CNN, ABC News, and, oh, Alex Jones has turned, and Stephen A. Smith talking about me. That does nothing. Just being in the news does nothing. I'm not doing this to be on the side of the Democrats. I can't stand on their total warmonger criminals that want full nuclear war with Russia. I am doing this because my job's easy. I tell the truth, and that's it. I don't think about Machiavellian stuff, because the highest level 3D chess is doing what's right. And then later you see I was right. I don't think stuff out. What's right, I do it. That's it. So I can think about the issues instead of, like, what am I going to say? I just say what is right. And Trump needs to be removed via the 25th Amendment. He's a clear and present danger to the entire country and the world, and Israel is behind it. We'll be right back.